It's great to have you on, too. And there's a lot to talk about today, of course, with the weather. We'll talk a bit more about that. 69th Rind Lake Days and Cesar Homecoming, 69th. Is that the right number?
That is. Yeah, we're really excited, and I'm pretty excited this morning. I'm ready to get this event going. I'm really excited about it.
Well, you know, it really started yesterday when the corn arrived.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That is one of my personal favorites. There's multiple groups and part of that, so I don't want to upset any of the other groups. So I don't want to say one is better than the other one, but. Yeah, the corn's pretty awesome.
The corn is pretty awesome. My concern with is the weather forecast for today and the events tonight. What's the plan, or do you need one?
Well, we really don't have a major plan because it is all outdoors. So we are keeping an eye on the weather. We are hoping that it's going to pass and hopefully just miss us. We're really really hoping for that, so we're just going to keep our eyes on the radar and keep an eye on everything. Hopefully to go by real quick, pass us, and we'll continue with the show.
And follow on Facebook so you can see updates?
Yes.
Which is easy enough to do. It says her homecoming, so you can find it there easily enough. So tell me about the rest of the plan, like Thursday, for instance, tomorrow night. Larry DeLauder, is that right?
Tomorrow is Ricochet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Larry's next the Friday, and then we'll have Mark Chestnut Saturday. And we have looked at the weather, and all three nights look beautiful.
Yeah, I know down the hall at Z100, they're working on an interview with Chestnut, I believe it is. So.
Oh, excellent.
To be able to talk about that. So talk to me about the rest of the lineup so I can get it right here. What's going on Friday, Saturday night?
Well, of course, we're gonna have our rides. You got to make sure you get ready for that. We got our rides both, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. We've got the parade Saturday. Don't forget to come back out for that because that's always a great time downtown Cesar.
All right. Now, that parade is Saturday, 4 p.m.
Correct. And then, like I said, we have the Thursday night, we're having Ricochet. Friday night, Leroy Parnell. And then, of course, Saturday night, Mark Chestnut.
Okay, so a big lineup there. Now, here's the thing. I just was speaking with Gary Williams, you know, Rind Lake manager there. So you've got Cesar, but the Rind Lake affords a lot of people a lot of recreational things. I mean, is the idea that during this time period, it's not only Cesar, but it's about Rind Lake and all the resources and what people can do there, whether it's a picnic or go for a swim, right?
Absolutely. I've always thought about this as from a regional aspect because of the, you know, 2 million plus visitors to Rind Lake every year. And not only do we like to capitalize them during this week, but it all year round. And so does the other neighboring communities. Rind Lake's a gem. It's a gold mine out there, and it's just waiting. The resources are being waiting to be tapped to bring people into our communities.
You know, there's another subtext here that, you know, there may be a difference between this year and next year. We talked about the parade downtown, because aren't you either in the midst or preparing for a downtown revitalization project?
We just finished one, actually two. One of them was our historic opera house. The other one was the state of Illinois did repave our highway running through town. We will start working on our sidewalks, but we will make sure that we do a really good job of working around all the different types of events. So far, we've been successful with the first two, and we'll continue trying to, in our planning stages, to try to make sure we limit the disruption the best we can.
No, it's great that Jason mentioned the Opry House, because you had your grand unveiling last week, your first performance, your first show.
Yeah, we had Moana 2, actually. We had it free just because our first show since we had the Opera House rehab, and it was an excellent showing, 180 people for our first time. That's just really amazing for us, and I really want to send out a great thank you to the Opera House Board of Directors and all the volunteer staff that put it together. They've been working really hard on the Opera House the last couple years, and you know, we just also did a major rehab construction project on it. And it's just turned out to be a great asset, and really hope it continues to draw people into Cesar.
What do you plan on putting in there to draw those people?
We actually are getting a lineup together right now of another six plus movies that we're going to be showing in the next 8 months. And if anybody wants to follow along, they can follow the City of Cesar Facebook page. But the Cesar Opera House also has a Facebook page that's going to be listing all those dates and movies. Some of them will be for children. Some will be for, like, we're going to have a scary movie for Halloween. So that would be for adults only, obviously.
Right.
So we're going to, you know, have a little bit for both and try to make it, you know, so everybody has a chance to come out and have a good time and be like sort of like the old days.
You know, when it comes to items like this, you've got these improvement projects where you've got theaters and, you know, whether, you know, the sidewalks, things like, but there's other infrastructure issues that towns like yours and your size are dealing with all the time. You've got another one of those projects that's going on right now when it comes to the infrastructure. You got to keep the water on, got to keep the lights on, got to keep the sewer running.
Yeah, and as they always say, water and wastewater lines are not fancy because you can't see them, but they are one of, if not the most important part of infrastructure there is in a community. We're starting to get ready to start a $1.2 million wastewater main replacement. Then we've got a couple waterline grants that we're working on. So we are going to be starting those here as soon as the rain stops. That also, the rain doesn't help our infrastructure projects either. So we're really ready to get started on that. It's very important to make sure you have that for any kind of economic development if you want to your community continues to succeed.
Now, when I'm speaking with other mayors across Southern Illinois that had projects like yours underway, there were two takeaways. One, the ongoing price increases for materials. And I have talked to some mayors that have shared some real horror stories when it comes to price increases from where we started the planning and where we are today. I mean, three and four time double increase, that kind of thing. So and the other thing was there was kind of a shudder went through the mayors here that had those projects because of talks about those grants being clawed back or not being given ultimately. So first, price increases have been driving these projects just crazy upwards.
Absolutely. And we're feeling the struggle here. What we've planned, because planning, cost estimates, all happens in advance. And then by the time it's been put out for bid, they've come back in, sometimes double, sometimes triple the cost. So we are having to adjust to that. We've been seeking additional grants to partner with the grant that we have now on different ones. And we were actually able to do that on this wastewater plant, or this wastewater main replacement. It came in double. We were able to apply for another grant that was able to piggyback off that. So it actually ended up costing us zero.
Yeah, well,
we were lucky, though. We were lucky. It's not been that way for every one of them, though.
Right. And see, because so this time you see the projects going up and prices double. So you've got to go out and search for other grants to try to fill that in, backfill it, we'll call it, while at the same time concerned about the primary grant because the word had kind of come out, hey, look, we're going to be taking some of this money back. It's not going to be available. You heard that, too, Jason?
I have heard that. It really hit us, especially with the federal grants at first. There was a big freeze on all the grants. So far, we have been very lucky and fortunate that they have released and continued all the grants that we had ongoing. Now, any that we have applied for, we're still waiting to hear back if they're going to fund any of those. But all the ones that we'd actually actively started working on, they are continuing to fund those, so we have been very fortunate.
Jason Ashmore joining us, Mayor Cesar. It's homecoming, Cesar homecoming this weekend, Rin Lake Days. The corn has arrived, fresh and in its shucks. It's the way it keeps it moist and all buttery and stuff, too. I love that stuff.
I'm telling you.
And my dentist, on the other hand, not so much. But, you know, but when it comes to this, before I let you go, highlights for this weekend for Cesar homecoming. Everybody's inviting.
Everybody's invited. And the great thing is, it's free. It just the music, the entertainment is free. So if you want to just come listen, you don't have to come spend a dime if you don't want to. Just come, and we got, like I said, Larry is tonight, Ricochet Thursday, Leroy Parnell Friday, and Mark Chestnut Saturday. We will be selling raffle tickets, though, for a trip or money. That's how we fund these concerts for free. But again, the entertainment's free. There's not too many places you can go and get free entertainment. And it's all family fun and family friendly. And that's something we're proud of over the 69 years. And we're going to keep it that way.
And a really great headliner, too, Jason Ashmore. Jason, appreciate you starting your morning with us.
Thank you, Tom. Really, always an honor.
Cesar Mayor Jason Ashmore.